Let's pray. Let your words, Lord, come alive through me, and our hearts receive your word and reveal your love for us daily. In your name we pray. Amen. He knew what was awaiting him as he prepared to enter the synagogue once more. The setting Sabbath day sun made it hard for him to see inside. Lifting his foot to take a step in, he paused as he saw a withered hand. He followed the hand, squinting. He could make out the form of a man. Behind him, a crowd was forming. He could feel their stares, unspoken accusations, questions. Would he break the law? Would he heal on the Sabbath? Ignoring the crowd, he looked intently at the man. Stand up and come forward. Turning to the crowd, he asked, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to kill? There was only silence. He grieved for their hardness of heart. Anger flashed as he surveyed the crowd. Turning, he spoke, stretch out your hand. The man's hand spread out, perhaps for the first time. Immediately, the crowd thinned. It is easy to listen to narratives, identify as a participant within the story, feel the emotions, feel as though we lived the encounter with those telling the story, either as the individual or as the community, based on how it was written. Through today's story, how did you find yourself relating to the participants? Were you one of those that remained silent? Were you perhaps the violator of the law, the exasperated people? Were you watched, or were you one of the witnesses to the encounter, opposed to the healing that was taking place on the Sabbath? Did you feel yourself remaining in silence? Did you want to speak out? Were you scrutinizing? Did you feel the indignation taking place, the rise of anger, the tempered with sorrow? Or did you want to leave because of the conflict taking place? Do you feel like you wanted to join in the conflict as it ensued? Or perhaps you're one in need of healing or wanting to heal? Or did you want to come in grace and truth to hear what Christ's words were about? And I want us, as we listen to those words and as we percolate and stir within us, I want us to transition and think about these words. That you are more than people tell you you are, and you are more than you tell yourself. You are more than what we identify as in this story. You are more than what your parents or your spouse think you are. You are more than what your friends or your enemies think you are. You're more than a Norwegian congregation, or perhaps your roots of German Baptists, whatever it may be that you're traditional family roots come from that you identify as, and that we are more than Lutheran. And as we think about, as people have told us throughout our lives of what we are, that we are more than the shy or compassionate, the tenacious, the humorous, the fixer, the authentic. All the things that we have been told we are not, and all the things that we have told that we are in our lifetime, that have built us and shaped us into who we are and find ourselves being or wanting to be more of. All those things that we have agreed with or not agreed with in our lifetime, that we are more than that. That as we ping pong back and forth and trying to relate and trying to understand of who we are as we walk forward as beloved children of God, and as we try to strive and find our identity and squeeze into these boxes, Christ is calling us to knock down those walls continually. And what I want us to hear is we are, at our core, beloved children of God with whom he is well pleased. Because I don't think we hear that enough. Especially, we hear, yes, we hear that we are beloved children of God. But I don't think we hear enough that with whom he is well pleased. We miss that part when we hear the rest of it. And as we are discovering each and every day, even as we age and we grow and we get towards the end of our life, we continually grow. And we continually are shaped and moved and emerge into this beautiful person that God has envisioned for us. And that is who we are and who God knows us to be. So holding on to those truths that we experience and that we encounter, each experience that we go through in our life that we identify with, that we live through, modifies us and our self-image of who we are and who we tell ourselves we are, which is the important part. And that however we live through and whatever we live through in our lives, that at our core, that you are more than people tell you you are. That at our core, we are beloved children of God with whom he is well pleased. And I hope that just gets an earworm in your ear and it just keeps cycling around. That no matter who or how other people identify us in our story, whether it be a troublemaker in need of healing, the healer or the spectator, that our identity is in Christ as beloved children with whom he is well pleased does not change. That we can hold on to that in our struggles, in our ups and downs of lives that we encounter, in each and every step we take as we continually walk forward in our journey of life. And to know that God knows us fully and loves us still. So my question for us as we enter into this new week is, how do you see yourself in your story? And how do you want to see Fir Conway? Amen.